Thank you, Colin Egamons. This is Marvin speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Oh, very good. This is about the, you might want to look up my account.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm doing the Enterprise D buildup.
Okay.
And I don't know what to do, so I figured I'd give you a call. One of the wires that came with the LEDs.
Okay, do you excuse me for interrupting. Do you have the account number so I can pull that up to better assist you?
No, I don't. Not for, okay. Wait a minute. Maybe I do.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't.
Okay, what's the telephone number with the area code, social security account?
It's 248-631-6077.
Okay, just a second. Okay, and could you verify your first and last name?
It's Robert Brook, B-R-O-U-K.
Okay, and finally, could you verify your address?
It is 5200 North Bellarive Lane. I'm in Imperial, but you guys have it as, I forget what it is. Missouri 63052. Darn it. And I can't, I had it in my head when it, oh, Sulphur Springs. You have it as Sulphur Springs, but it's Imperial.
Okay.
We've tried changing it, and I never got the model, so I'm getting them with Sulphur Springs. We just leave it as it is.
Okay. And finally, can you verify your email address?
It's rjbrouk at, I believe it's gmail.com. If not, oh, it's AOL.
It's Gmail. That's the one we have. And are you calling about your Star Trek XL?
Well, no, since you brought that up, could you tell me what would be the next one? I got the Reliant.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, just a second, because your next shipment ships out on the 21st of June. And okay, and the next one is going to be just a second.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I appreciate this.
It's going to be the roundabout. Is the next one
the roundabout?
Yes, sir.
Can I ask you a question? There was a, the Enterprise D. I mean, it was like four or five months. I didn't receive anything. And when I called up, they said that's because the Enterprise D was, sold out or whatever you call it, out of stock. And, the Reliant was supposed to be in the next, and I never got the Enterprise D.
Okay, in the XL?
XL. Mm-hmm.
Okay, just a second. Let me just note this real quick, what I told you, just a second, and I'll look at that.
Yeah, because I was just curious on that, because supposedly I waited all that time for the Enterprise D, and then when I received a model, which was just a couple of days ago, it was the Reliant.
Just a second, sir.
Sure, sure.
Okay, sir, thanks for your patience. Thanks for holding for me. Okay, it's showing here that the next ship that you will receive is the USS Enterprise NCC 1701D, 8.5-inch over size.
Yes.
That's the one that's going to be shipped out next.
Okay, cool. All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, that's good with that. Okay, my the main reason I called was
okay,
for...
Let me just note this just a second.
Sure. Yeah, because I was curious on what happened to it. I was like...
Yes, sir. It's probably been out of stock. I do.
Oh, I know. I went through... The money would come out of my account. It would hang for about 4 days, and it would go back into the account. And then it was like a month and a half later, it would come back out. It would hang for about 5 days, and it'd go back in. And I was like, and every time I called about it, it was like they were out of stock. And I was like, huh. And then I finally got an Excel. And it was the Reliant. And I was like, I thought it was supposed to be the Enterprise D.
Okay, now, sir, you said that you have another issue?
Yeah, well, this is actually the main reason I called.
Mm-hmm.
On the Enterprise buildup.
Okay. Just a second.
Yeah. I mean, everything is perfect. It's a very nice model, and... It's taken a lot of work, to say the least. But the problem I have with it is one of the wires that came in had an LED that would not light up.
Okay. Do you know what issue that is? Because I can't send out just the part. I would have to send out that whole issue.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, man. I got my book right here. It's stage 19. Wait a minute. Let me make sure. Yeah, it was in stage 19 assembly.
Okay.
And actually, I was showing it to my mom, and she goes, she was impressed with it. She goes, "What's that broken wire there?" I was like, "Well, it was an LED that it didn't light up." And so instead of just having it dangle around in there, I cut it off to where it wouldn't interfere with anything. And she goes, "No, you're paying that much money for that. You better make sure all those bulbs work." So I was like, okay, so I promised I'd call.
Okay, I can resend that stage 19 out to you. Just a second.
Yeah, that's a shame. It's a shame you just can't get the one, the one wire. But then I guess that would be a pain in the neck for you guys.
Yeah, so they just rather go ahead and send out the whole issue instead of just sending out parts, because it would just create
I bet it would. Chaos.
Chaos in the warehouse trying to keep up with all the parts to each subscription, each build-up. So that's why they prefer to just go on out, send out the regular, the whole issue.
Well, I really appreciate it because, I mean, honestly, in my opinion, it didn't make that big of it. I mean, it just looked a little dull in that area, but I was like, well, and then my mom saw it and she went, "Oh, no, as much as you're going to be spending on it, I'm going to check to see if that light's working. You better get one." I'm like, okay, fine.
Just a second.
Sure. I actually appreciate this. I'm going to tell you right now, I used to tinker around with models. I got pretty good at painting them up. But this is probably the most involved model I have ever built. I've never built anything on this level.
Yes, there it is. All of our build-ups are very intense and complicated.
Right. And I just have one last question before you go. It's not related to, well, it's related to this model, but it's out of curiosity because I was able to purchase it once, and I was just curious if I would have the opportunity to do it again. But I'll wait till you get down there so I don't...
Okay. Okay, so I put in a request for stage 19 or issue 19 to be shipped out to you. Once they process it in the warehouse, they'll send it over to... Once they process it... the warehouse will go ahead and ship that out, and they'll send an email with the tracking information letting you know when to expect that shipment. Okay.
Awesome. Now, that was the issue 19, right? Not the book number.
No, not the book. No, sir.
Okay, part number then. Gotcha. There's so many numbers to say. That's issue 19, but it's in book 7, and it's like, okay, got it. But my question was this. I guess it was about, not even a month ago. I received an email, and I was able to purchase 4 kits at one time. It cost me like $230. Is that something that's available all the time for the people who got the email, or can I simply just call up when I want to and get the same thing that I did with the big box of them? There was like 18 kits in it. You know anything about that?
Unfortunately, with this subscription, it's not offered. It's called the load up, and it's not offered with this subscription. Right now, on it, right now, it's, you're getting as many kits that's available, which is four that is offered. I mean, that's.
Well, yeah, I was just saying I don't want to do it right now, but like
no,
in the
not,
next
it's
month.
Not, it's not offered on this build up, the load up.
Oh,
we. What it's called, the load up, where you can load
yeah,
up.
Yeah, because I got an email on it, so it's now, it was only a one-time offer.
Did you do a load up on this one? Because right now it's,
yeah.
It's not offered. Just a second. Let me see. Let me
yeah, see. Matter of fact, I saved the email. I was just curious about it. Is that just every once in a while they offer that?
No, I mean, let me see if this.
Yeah, because I thought that was a great program.
Okay, well, right now it's not. It was offered. I see you did sign up for it back on the 12th of May.
Mm-hmm.
Right now it's not offered on the subscription. You may want to check back. You may want to check back you may want to check back next month. But right now, it's not offered.
That's
a
shame.
I did try to pull it up and see if it
offered. They need. I wish they would give you the option. You know, more options to get. You know, more per month. You know, like at the like maybe two kits a month instead of the one because. You know, I would like to get, I don't know if I want to stretch this out for almost 2 years, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
But,
well,
you know,
since they did
just,
offer it back in May, they may, I guess they may offer it next month.
Awesome. That would be,
but
I'll just keep
may,
my eyes.
I don't, I'm not
yeah.
sure. You may just want to
keep, yeah.
you may want to just watch your emails. And.
You got it.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I thought that was great. I was like, man, this is fantastic. And then, okay, no, that's cool. I'll keep an eye open for it. But thank you. You've done wonderful.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that was it.
Okay. Well, we do thank you for calling in to Eagle Moss, and you have a nice day, sir.
You too.
Okay.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Bye.